Yesterday's election was anything but a nail biter. Tom Barrett won 58% of the vote in a five-way primary. His closest opponent, former Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk, received just 38% of the vote. Barrett got twice as many votes as Falk in her home Dane County and nearly three times as many votes in Milwaukee County. Barrett spent little time celebrating last night and instead used his victory speech to hit on a theme voters will hear a lot over the next month.
Because Scott Walker chose to launch his ideological civil war, this state has seen a larger job loss than any state in this country. That is a serious problem.
If there were any lingering tensions between Barrett and Falk, you didn't hear them last night. Barrett praised Falk, and Falk urged her supporters to back Barrett.
I give my full support in this race against Scott Walker to Tom, and I urge you to do the same.
The other Democrats who lost to Barrett struck a similar tone. Alma State Senator Kathleen Vinehout came in third with 4% of the vote.
We are one team, and we're going to move forward as one team because in the end, we are one Wisconsin.
Secretary of State Doug La Follette came in fourth with 3% of the vote. He said he expected Barrett to win.
He's run a very aggressive and a very good campaign the last few weeks.
Perhaps more significantly, the unions who endorsed Kathleen Falk early in this campaign all came out very strongly in favor of Tom Barrett last night. The statewide teachers union WEAC said it would immediately unify its membership to support Barrett. AFSCME, the union that represents state and local employees, said it would wholeheartedly support Barrett. And Bruce Colburn of the union SEIU Wisconsin said there was no doubt labor would be motivated to support Barrett.
I think people have been waiting 16 months to be able to take on Scott Walker, and there'll be tremendous enthusiasm for doing that.
Voters last night also nominated Malin Mitchell to be the Democratic candidate in the recall election for lieutenant governor. The firefighter and president of the state's firefighters union was low-key about his victory.
It's good to win. But at the end of the day, the win has got to come June 5th.
Mitchell will take on Republican Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish in that race. Democratic candidates in four state Senate recall primaries also advanced yesterday, defeating the fake Democrats run against them by the state Republican Party. Governor Scott Walker also won his primary, defeating Arthur Cole Riggs, one of the Capitol's diehard protesters. Even though Walker's victory was a foregone conclusion, the governor received nearly 627,000 votes. That's just 38,000 fewer than Barrett, Falk, Vinehout, and La Follette combined. The governor held his own victory rally in Waukesha, where he drove home his campaign themes.
Do we want to go backwards to the days where we're going to rehash the debate we've had over the past year?
No!
I don't either.
Walker has effectively been running against Milwaukee in recent weeks, seeking to tie Mayor Barrett to any of the city's problems, whether they be unemployment, education, or the city's bond rating. The governor abandoned all nuance last night.
We don't want to be like Milwaukee. We want to be like Wisconsin and move us forward.
There were strong words from a governor who was Milwaukee County's executive for 8 years. Already, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says spending in this recall campaign has surpassed $40 million, with Walker, Republicans, and business-friendly groups far outspending Democrats and labor. Both sides continue today in earnest, unveiling new TV ads in the hopes that their side will win the third gubernatorial recall in U.S. history. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.